Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, April 28th, 2022. And today is also the last episode of the Slack is Talk podcast in the month of April. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another edition of the talk of the town now. As always, man, thanks for rocking with me. First timers that's new, welcome in. Go to your favorite platform and subscribe to the Slack is Talk podcast. All episodes will be delivered to your device as soon as they become available. And more important, you can have the Slack is Talk on the go. You know what I'm saying? Take me with you wherever you go. I hope all my listeners are safe out there, man. I hope y'all doing y'all thing. I want to give a special thanks to y'all, man, for rocking with me today, man, you know, because I know today is the first round of the NFL draft, you know what I'm saying? And it's about an hour in, man, you know what I mean? I'm here at the studio, so I don't have any idea of who got drafted to who yet, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, my Jets, we got 2 picks in the top 10. Another 2 picks tomorrow in the second round, the first 6 picks or something like that, I believe. And we should be all right, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm expecting 4 starters out of that. You know what I'm saying? But I hope y'all teams, general managers, know what y'all doing, because this is where it starts, man. This determines, you know, how your team look in the season. You know what I'm saying? Free agency and the draft. You know what I mean? So good luck with that. Me, I'm expecting big things for my Jets, man. You know, and we rock it. Once we rock this draft, you know what I'm saying, you will be hearing from me. So just to let y'all know. But let's get it in. On today's episode, I got, you know, of course, man, another epic edition. Today, you know, if it's one thing that I always taught y'all and always talked about is that you should love yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? You should love yourself. You should thank yourself. You should give yourself props. You know what I mean? And I mean, not just every once in a while, but you should do it on a regular. You know what I'm saying? Do it on a regular. You know what I mean? If you're a person that work hard, you do what you're supposed to do, you take care of your business, congratulate yourself. You know what I'm saying? Treat yourself to something nice. Take yourself out to something, you know what I mean? Take yourself out to eat sometime, you know what I'm saying? And more importantly, you know what I mean? Sit back and talk about, you know, your accomplishments, you know what I'm saying? Because it's good therapy for you. It only motivates you more and it makes you want to become more successful, you know? And today, I want to take the time out to talk about some special moments that I had this past weekend, and also some special moments that I'm going to have this weekend coming up. Now, today's show was inspired by a relative that used to hate on me. And some of the things that he used to say that I didn't know sports. And he used to also say stuff like, you know, take care of your kids the best way you know how and stuff like that. Now, mind you, I didn't grow up with him. You know what I'm saying? We didn't play sports together, go to school. We never lived in the same state, none of that. So, and most of this hate stemmed from me being from the projects. Now, I'm not going to go too deep into it because I'm going to do some shows with an S. I'm going to do some shows on the whole story. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you some stories and stuff like that and go deep into it. But for now, you know, this is about some accomplishments. And I'm not going to say his name because that's giving them too much credit. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to give people like him credit. You know what I'm saying? And now that I have y'all tuned in, I want this to be a lesson. And this is an important lesson. You know what I'm saying? This is an important lesson. When you have a hater or people hating on you, you don't go and fight them. You don't go and argue with them, because you do that and they win. You know what I'm saying? That's what they want you to do. They're trying to get you out of your element and focused on other stuff than what you need to be focused on. Instead, what you do is you make boss moves. You make shows about it and you talk about it on your network, on your podcast, on your show, on something that you created. The reason why you do that, because you know they're going to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? They're going to listen to it and they're going to watch and hear everything that you do. Because in order for them to hate, they have to watch you. You understand what I'm saying? It has to make sense. They have to know what they hate on you about. And in order for them to do that, they have to watch you. They have to know what's going on with you. So for sure, you know, by me doing this show, that's bad enough for him. You know what I'm saying? That's the worst thing that could happen to him right then and there. Now, starting off with sports, I think I want to cover that first. You know what I'm saying? This past weekend, you know what I'm saying, I went up to Charlotte. I took my basketball team, Dream Elite, and we competed up in Charlotte. And I ended up having 5 players. You know what I'm saying? 5 players. And the 5 players that I had, they know each other, but they didn't have too much experience, you know, playing with each other, if that makes sense. Especially in the organized, format, you know what I'm saying? They may have played in the street, you know, street ball together, but they haven't, you know, played together as a team, you know, as far as like organized basketball. And we won the whole tournament. We won. This weekend, I collected my 12th championship as head coach of Dream Elite. That's 12 championships in less than a year and a half. Now, the reason for this having 5 players, there's a lot going on right now. You know what I'm saying? There's graduations, there's proms going on, there's, you know, big tournaments going on around the world, there's track going on, and there's just a lot going on at one time, you know? And I'm not going to single out this championship, because I love all my 12 championships, man. All of them are great in their own individual way. Each one of them, we won them in a different style, you know, a different setting, you know, and they were, you know, different people here and there on the roster, things of that nature. So they all are special. But this one, it takes on a different meaning for me. Because I could say, you know, I really had to step up my game as far as like coaching. And for those that's not familiar with basketball, you know, 5 people is the minimum that you can have to actually be able to play a basketball game. And that mean if, you know, anybody foul out, that's it for you. You know what I'm saying? Game over. You know what I'm saying? Tournament over. You can go home. So we were able to avoid that. We went up against some teams that have been together for years. We went up against, you know, some teams that have been together for years. And, of course, they had subs, you know, substitutions. And, you know, by them having substitutions, we had less energy that they had because, of course, my guys had to stay on the floor where they had players that were able to get rest. We still overcame those odds. All teams that we played against, they were bigger. We still overcame those odds. And no matter what odds we faced with, man, we just kept on fighting. You know what I'm saying? Now, in the championship game, we actually got off to a bad start. You know, I believe the score was 9-0. You know, I called timeout, made some adjustments, and we fought back. You know, they would take the lead. We fought back. They would get a nice enough lead again. We fought back. We fought back until we ran them down. We actually pushed the game to OT, which is overtime, and we took care of our business. You know what I'm saying? Nobody in that arena gave us a chance to win. You know what I'm saying? And those are always the best wins. Those are always when nobody expects you to win, and you know, it's that type of game and you pull through, it's no better feeling, man. You know, y'all, it creates chemistry. You know what I'm saying? It shows that y'all went to war. Y'all went to battle together. You know what I'm saying? And it just brings nothing but good vibes around the team. And that's 12 championships. You know what I'm saying? Not bad for somebody who don't know sports. I encourage, you know what I mean, all my listeners, all my day ones, and everybody else to, you know, come out and support, man. Follow us on Instagram, Dream Elite Basketball. You know what I'm saying? Look at the photos. You know what I'm saying? Look at our trophies. You know what I'm saying? Visit the website, Vision for Kids, and, you know, look at our schedule, see what we're up to next, things of that nature. And actually, give me a couple of days on the website. I'm actually doing some maintenance on it right now. You know what I'm saying? Coming up with some new things. It's going to be even better. But, you know what I'm saying? So be on the lookout for that. But, yeah, man, you know, follow us on Instagram and all that, man. You know, come out. You know what I mean? Dream Elite, man. 12 championships. And we doing it, man. We getting ready to put kids through college and the whole nine, man. It's going to be a brand. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a system, man. You know what I mean? We definitely got some big things coming. You know, it's just the beginning. Now, the 12th championship, that was this past weekend. As far as this weekend coming up, oh, man, I have another special accomplishment. And it didn't even happen yet, but, man, you know what I'm saying? I felt the need to, you know, come out and talk about it tonight. On Saturday, you know, my two kids, Jason and Aaliyah, will be going to the prom. You know what I'm saying? They both going, you know, separately. Same prom, but separately. You know what I'm saying? One is in the 12th grade. One is in the 11th, you know? And I must say, before I get to the good part, you know what I'm saying? I must say, you know, at first, I thought it was kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because I never heard of that, man. I never heard of 11th graders and 12th graders going to the prom at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as far as the school system go, I know things are different. I don't go to school no more, and things are not the same. You know, things change and all that kind of stuff. But it's a lot of weird stuff, man, going on in school, man. You know what I'm saying? That I never heard of, man. Like this prom situation, they get a day off called Teacher's Day or something like that. That's unheard of. What else? Here in the South, man, if it's snow, of course, we shut down. If it's like raining hard, or like, you know what I'm saying, it's talk of a, you know, possible like tornado or just heavy winds and stuff like that, school is shut down. Like, man, I remember, like, man, when we used to go to school, it was like rain, sleet, and snow. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't having that. I mean, this nowadays they get all kind of like perks, days off and stuff like that. Go to the prom twice. And anyway, you know what I'm saying? I got off the subject, just doing a little venting. Anyway, besides me having to pay for two outfits, getting hair done and nails and shoes and all that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? This is a big accomplishment, man. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's not me going to school, it's the kids. It's like a journey. You know what I'm saying? I remember when they first started going to school, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you in their life and you there, like every second, every day, you get to watch the whole journey unfold, man. And it's like, man, two kids in high school and they both about to graduate. One graduate this year, the other next. And, you know, they going to the prom. So you get the experience of watching to see, like, who asked them to go with them, you know, who would they pick, the picking out outfits, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? You get to see what colors they want to wear. You get to see or find out where they want to get their dress or tuxedo from. Are they going to order it from a store? Are they going to have it custom made? You know what I'm saying? Just watching the whole event unfold, you know what I'm saying? It's a blessing. Now, I know it's probably some of y'all that's out there listening, and y'all probably saying, well, this is not really an accomplishment for you, Jay. You know what I'm saying? It's your kids doing that. Now, you're right about that and wrong at the same time. I take that back. I'm not going to say you're wrong at all. I'm going to say that you are right. But there's a catch to it. And for those of you out there that feel that way, I'm glad, because I want to use this opportunity to do another teaching lesson. You know, when you receive a blessing through somebody else, well, let me put it this way. When you're helping somebody else do something or accomplish something, it's a proper way to be able to take credit for your half or your part in the role that you played. For example, let's say that you have a kid that's about to go to college, which I do, and you know, you're helping them with college applications and stuff like that. What you want to do, if you know, you just want to talk about, you know, your part, you know, the role that you played in this, what you want to do is you could talk about the credit that you deserve for it, but at the same time, you want to make sure that it doesn't overshadow your kid. You know what I'm saying? Because they're the superstar in the situation. You know what I'm saying? They're the one that's going to college. So, you know, you want to get your credit, but you don't want to take the spotlight. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? You want the credit, but not the spotlight. You know what I'm saying? That's a good way to put it. Now, because of my writing / film producing background, any like written material, like such as like essays, you know, anything that any forms or any creative, you know, processes that go on, you know, I, of course, extended my hand, gave ideas and stuff like that. But it was the kids at the end of the day that took it where it needed to go. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, throughout the whole process, whatever events they had, I was present. You know what I'm saying? I was there. You know, I remember even at one point, I went to some event. You know, I forgot what school it was. I think they were in middle school. And I forgot what event it was too. But I always remember it because I went there and, you know, whoever attended, they had to sign in. And the lady at the desk, you know, she kind of like whispered to me like, you know, like, congratulations to you, man. You know, I salute you. Like, you're the only male here. You know what I'm saying? And that caught my attention. You know what I'm saying? That let me know that I was on the right path. You know what I'm saying? As a parent. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I didn't know that lady. She didn't know me, you know, and she didn't have to say that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, obviously she was older than me. And that's big too. Anytime that you have somebody older than you that has more experience and went through life, anytime that, you know, anytime they normally say that you're doing good and, you know, they respect what you're doing and they like what you're doing, that's always a plus, man. You know what I'm saying? That's always a plus. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's never a bad thing to be respected by people older than you. You know what I'm saying? That's always a good thing. Aside from, you know, just helping the kids out, you know, with their educational stuff, you know what I'm saying? I also have a kids organization, you know, called Vision for Kids, where, you know, we have people in college, you know what I'm saying, that can come to me and ask me for, you know, advice, homework, help. You know what I'm saying? I've even, you know, helped them out. You know what I'm saying? And it's a blessing, you know, for a kid to be in college or high school for that matter. And they in school and they have this project or something that they have to do. And they know off the bat, off top, they know that they're going to need help with this project, right? It's something that they don't think they could do themselves, or it might be, you know, they don't know, they don't understand it fully. You know, they only can do certain parts and stuff like that. And it's off the rip, they know they're going to need help. Of all the people in the world that they know, you know what I'm saying? Of everybody that they know and everybody that they can ask, when they come to you and ask you for help, that's big. That's big. You know what I'm saying? That's meaningful. That means something, man. You know what I'm saying? They look up to you. You know what I'm saying? You're it. They know that you can help them. You know what I'm saying? They just wouldn't do that to anybody. You know what I'm saying? If I got something going on and something important, I'm not going to go to anybody and ask them. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to somebody who I know can help me and get the job done. And I have been that person for over 20 years now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to claim it. You know what I'm saying? This is what I do. You know what I'm saying? I've, you know, helped and guided, you know, many people. You know what I'm saying? They're the stars and everything, and they deserve the credit, you know, without a doubt. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a blessing for them coming to me and giving me the opportunity. You know what I mean? And I thank them for that. Also, in addition, on Saturday, I got hired to do some photography. You know what I'm saying? Now, I won't be, you know, doing the photography for the actual prom event. But what I'll be doing is, you know, taking pictures of the kids, you know, before they get there, you know what I'm saying? Before they arrive, you know, that type of thing. It's like a, you know, like a documentary beforehand, you know what I'm saying? A little documentary before the event, you know what I'm saying? I got hired on to do that. So it's also a good thing to have, you know, some extra skills with it, you know what I'm saying? Besides the educational thing, you know what I mean? So yeah, you know, I do the photography thing as well, you know what I'm saying? That kind of goes a little bit hand in hand with the filming anyway, you know what I'm saying? As y'all know, y'all get to check out some of my work, you know what I'm saying? I'll be posting on the Slackers Talk Instagram, on the Vision for Kids Instagram, you know what I'm saying? On Facebook, you know what I mean? So y'all get to see, you know, a lot of the work. Now, before I wrap it up, just to do a quick recap. This past weekend, you know, I won my 12th championship with 5 players as head coach of Dream Elite, you know. My basketball, my NBA team, the Chicago Bulls, we got eliminated. But, you know, I'm going to take the positive out of it. We made the playoffs for the first time in years, you know what I'm saying? And for the first time in a while, you know what I'm saying, we headed in the right direction. The Mets, we in first place. As I mentioned earlier, you know, the NFL draft is happening right now. You know what I'm saying? My team, the Jets, we have 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks. You know what I'm saying? So things are looking on the up with that. And I got 2 kids that's going to the prom, man, in 2 days. You know what I'm saying? I got a daughter that's about to graduate. You know what I'm saying? And she'll be making her announcement where she going to college this weekend. You know what I'm saying? That's a big deal. I got hired, you know, to do the photography. You know what I mean? A little documentary before the actual prom event. You know what I'm saying? All positive vibes, man. All positive vibes. And I get to talk about this with my favorite people. You know what I'm saying? My listeners. You know what I'm saying? I get to talk about all this positivity with my favorite people, my listeners, on my podcast show, The Slackers Talk. Not bad for a kid from the projects. This has been The Slackers Talk Podcast, aka the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. As always, man, thank y'all for rocking with me, and we'll be back again next week to talk some more.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.